It's a little bit after 3:30 in the afternoon, and parents drive up the hill to pick up their kids at Thor Elementary School in Jefferson City Public Schools. The open roads right outside of the school buildings make it convenient for parents, but also for anyone else. High school teacher Christine Meyer says this is a safety concern for the kids.
Obviously, with this open campus that we've got right now, it's very difficult for us to cover all of the entrances and exits at this school because it's so open.
That's one of the issues the school district aims to address with the April 2nd ballot that would ask for a tax increase of 25 cents. The improvement includes security and safety, technology, transportation, and professional development for staff members. David Luther is the Assistant Superintendent of School Community Relations for the Jefferson City Public Schools. He says safety and security has to be the first priority.
Even before the tragedy on the East Coast at Newtown, we had already put the safety and security issue on our ballot language. That was something we've been talking about for a long time.
Luther says the improvement on safety and security would include adding more surveillance cameras, both inside and outside of the buildings throughout the school district. The district also wants to reduce the number of entrances and exits and make the primary entryway more secured by installing different doors or using swipe passes. High school student Danica Ridgeway says right now they're asked to use ID cards, but it's not enforced.
We wear lanyards, which keeps us safe, but like a lot of kids don't wear them. And so if there was like stricter people guarding the doors, like making sure people have lanyards on, because anybody could just walk up right now.
Jefferson City Public Schools isn't alone with its safety concerns. Safety and security improvement issues are also on the April 2nd ballot for several school districts. The Hassville School District is proposing a tax increase of 5 cents to fund improvement, among other things, on security cameras, entrances, and other related changes. Superintendent John Robertson estimates that $300,000 to $500,000 out of the $2 million bond would be spent on security and safety.
Certainly the tragedy at Sandy Hook in December really brought all those things to light. So in our public meetings, we had a lot of discussion about the security of our buildings, and certainly there are some things we need to do to make that better.
Student safety is also a consideration for smaller school districts. Jim Judd, the superintendent of the Fayette R3 school district, says from a $3.5 million proposal on the ballot there, about $85,000 would go to civilians. The proposals in all three school districts are up for a vote on April 2nd. Marlene Shong, KBAA News.